ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 30, entitled Activities of the Prachetas, text number 15. Praja visarge adishta, praja visarga adishta, pitra mamanu vartata, tatra kanyam vararoham, tamudvahatamachiram. Praja visarga. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, create progeny through her. Purport. The Prachetas not only were great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but were very obedient to the orders of their father. Therefore, the Lord asked them to marry the daughter of Brahmalocha. Om Agya. Since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, create progeny through her. Hare Krishna. So, as we are progressing here in the discussion, it is being instructed to the Prachetas that they should marry the daughter of Kandumuni and Pramalocha, whose name is Marisha, and should create progeny through her womb. And in the very beautiful purport here, Srila Prabhupada is writing that the Prachetas were not only the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they were very obedient to their father. So the theme for today's class will be obedience. So the first question that rises is, whose instructions should one obey? And why these instructions should be obeyed? The sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Dharmam tu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. The instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead comprise and constitute the process of dharma, and every living being who wants to make advancement in his life must follow and adhere to the instructions given in dharma, in the scriptures. Just like in using an appliance, we follow the instructions given in the instruction manual. Similarly, in using the appliance of the human form of life, we must follow the instructions given in the scripture, the instructions of dharma. These instructions are given by the Supreme Lord. Thus, one must be obedient to the instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Why should one obey the instructions which are given by the Supreme Lord? There are five reasons why one should obey the instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The first reason is that by obeying and following the instructions given by Krishna, one can achieve the real benefit or the ultimate benefit in one's life. It is explained that when Lord Vamanadev came to Maharaj Bali and asked for the three steps of land, after Bali Maharaj had donated to Vamanadev the three steps of land, and after Vamanadev had expanded as Trivikram, finally the Lord benedicted Bali Maharaj that you go to Sutala Loka and live there in Sutal Loka, and I shall be personally present there as your doorkeeper. Now, after Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj had left to Sutal Loka, the Supreme Lord Vamanadev inquired from Bali's guru, Shukracharya. He asked him, what was the discrepancy? What was the fault in the performance of sacrifice done by Bali Maharaj that he had to go through all this? Very interesting question. Vamanadev is asking Shukracharya, what went wrong? What was the discrepancy, fault in Bali Maharaj's performance of yagya or sacrifice. And in three verses, Shukracharya gives a very beautiful answer and establishes the process of devotional service as the topmost. Establishes following the instructions of the Lord as the topmost. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Shukracharya is a pakka karmakandi. He is a pakka ritualistic brahmana. And therefore, to hear these verses from such a personality is definitely very authoritative. If a devotee is saying, someone may say, you know, that it is biased opinion. But a pakka karmakandi is giving his opinion as to what is the highest process. Shukracharya replies, Kutastat karma vaishamyam yasya karmeshwaro bhavan yagyesho yagya purusho sarvabhavena pujita. He says, my dear Lord, Bali Maharaj was engaged in karma. He was engaged in the performance of fruitive sacrifices. And you have asked me, what is the fault, what is the vaishamya in that activity? My dear Lord, kutastat karma vaishamya. How can there be any fault? How can there be any discrepancy in the performance of karma by Bali Maharaj? Because, yasya karmeshwaro bhavan. Karmeshwar, the master of all karmas, the master of all fruitive activities, was present in his sacrificial arena. Where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Karmeshwar, is present, how can there be karma vaishamya? How can there be any default? How can there be any discrepancy in the performance of such sacrifice? Yagyesho, yagya purushaha. He who is the enjoyer of all sacrifice, yagyesha. Yagya purusha. He who is the object of all sacrifice. Sarvabhavena pujita. Bali Maharaj had worshipped yagyesha. He had worshipped yagya purusha. Sarvabhavena in all respects. And therefore, there was no question that there could be any discrepancy or fault in the performance of his sacrifices. What to speak of your personal presence, my dear Lord? Simply your holy name is sufficient to completely nullify all faults, mistakes and discrepancies. Mantratas tantratas chidram deshakalarhavastuta sarvam karoti nishchidram anusankirtanam tava. Shukracharya is saying, mantratas tantratas chidram deshakala arha vastutam. There may be some chidra, some discrepancy, some fault in the chanting of mantra, in the sacrifice, or in the proper tantric requirements which are necessary for the sacrifice. There may be some fault in the time, the place, the circumstance in the performance of sacrifice. So all of these faults may be present, but sarvam karoti nishchidram, all of those faults are nullified, vanquished, when? Anusankirtanam tava, simply by the chanting of the holy name, all the faults or discrepancies that may have been observed in the execution of a sacrifice are completely nullified. And therefore Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Jiva Goswami explains, in the deity worship or in performance of sacrifice, what is most important is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise there may be several discrepancies, several faults, but all the faults are taken care of by anusankirtanam tava, by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And now in the third verse, Shukracharya is explaining why one should obey the instructions given by the Supreme Lord. Tathapi vadato bhuman karishyami anushasanam etat shreya param pumsam yastava agya anupalanam. My dear Lord, I was a fool. I was a ritualistic brahmana. Bali Maharaj surrendered unto you, but I did not surrender unto you. Therefore, from today onwards, vadato bhuman, whatever you say, my dear Lord, karishyami anushasana. I will simply follow whatever you tell me to do. Why should one follow what the Lord says? Etat shreya param pumsam tava agya anupalanam. Anyone who follows your orders, agya anupalanam, yastad shreya param pumsam, that following of the orders of the Supreme Lord gives the ultimate benefit to the follower. Etat Shreya Param, not simply some benefit, but Param Shreya. The ultimate benefit of life can be had by following the instructions of the Supreme Lord. Tava Agya Anupalanam. So Shukracharya, a Karmakandi Brahmana, is establishing here why one should follow the orders of the Lord. Because by following the orders of the Lord, one can get the ultimate benefit of life. Liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Maam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam naapnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramamgatim. Anyone who takes shelter of the Lord and follows His orders will get out of this dukkhalay, this material world, and never take birth here in the repeated cycle of birth and death. So the first reason is, following the orders of the Lord, being obedient to the orders of the Lord, gives one the ultimate benefit of life, paramashreya, liberation from the repeated cycle of birth and death. The second reason is, anyone who follows the orders of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, ultimately achieves victory in this world, prosperity in this world, and then after this life, he goes back to Godhead. And the classic example for this is Arjuna. Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was giving all reasons why not to obey the orders of the Lord. The Lord's orders were, you must fight the battle and gain victory over the Kauravas. Yet, Arjuna was very reluctant to obey the orders of the Lord. In the first chapter of Arjuna Vishada Yoga, Arjuna was giving so many different reasons why not to follow the orders of the Lord. And then finally he realized that his heart is sinking into weakness. His heart has lost all composure. He could not think what to do. At that time, Arjuna surrendered unto the Supreme Lord and requested the Lord, Yat Sreyasyan Nishchitam Bruhi. Whatever is best for me, my dear Lord, now you instruct me what I should do. The Supreme Lord instructed to Arjuna the science of Bhagavad Gita, the different types of yoga systems. And after he instructed the yoga systems, he said, Yatha Ichchasi Tatha Kuru. Now whatever is your desire, you do that. I have told you, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Now do what you like. It is renunciation on the part of the Lord. After giving knowledge, being detached. Now you do whatever you like. Like one devotee, he learnt a classical dance from a teacher. And for 12 to 13 years, he was under this lady teacher and learning this dance. And then when he became a devotee, he realized, what is the use of dancing for this teacher and for public? Better I dance for Radha Krishna, Radha Gopinath. So he went and he told his teacher that henceforth, I cannot continue coming here. The teacher's dream was that she had spent 10 to 12 years in coaching this student. Now the student should perform and gain reputation for the teacher. But when he refused, she was literally angry. She was despondent, depressed. That I spent 12 years in imparting this knowledge and now this guy is just plainly refusing to pursue the knowledge. Krishna is very renounced. He gave all the knowledge to Arjuna and left the decision to Arjuna. You decide what you want to do. And what was Arjuna's conclusion? Arjuna said, Karishye Vachanam Tava. My dear Lord, I am not concerned what I like, what I dislike. I simply want to abide by your orders. Arjuna abided by the orders of the Supreme Lord, fought for the benefit of the Supreme Lord. And what was the result? Ultimate victory and prosperity. Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhrutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna and wherever there is Arjuna, there has to be Vijaya. There has to be victory. Arjuna ruled over the kingdom as a prosperous king under Maharaj Yudhishthir. And then finally, when Krishna had departed, Arjuna and all the Pandavas went back to Godhead. So the second reason why one should abide by the orders of the Lord is one gets ultimate victory, prosperity, and finally one can go back home, back to Godhead. The third reason why one should abide by the orders of the Lord is, one is born in ignorance and one has four imperfections within him. Being imperfect, we cannot acquire knowledge by our own mental speculations. Neither can we acquire knowledge from anyone of this world, because they are also as imperfect as we are. Krishna is the only person who is the perfect teacher. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhavji is praying to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and saying to Krishna that, my dear Lord, you are the only person who is free from all imperfections and therefore the only person fit to be the perfect teacher. Only person to give instructions, only person to give orders. Even Brahma, Shiva and all others are conditioned souls of this world. Therefore, Brahma, who was born in ignorance, also achieved the orders of the Supreme Lord and thus gained knowledge to create this universe. So one should follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead's orders, because one is imperfection, and in following His orders, one can achieve the perfect stage of life. The fourth reason why one should abide by the instructions of the Lord is, these instructions can completely pacify one's heart and mitigate all the miseries in one's life. When the Supreme Lord departed from this world and Arjuna was coming back to Hastinapur, at that time Arjuna was recollecting what all the Lord had done for him. And Arjuna was now recollecting the instructions that Krishna gave him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Deshakalartha yuktani hritta paupashamani cha haranti smaratashchittam govinda abhitani me. I am now recollecting all the instructions that Govinda abhitani, that the Supreme Lord Govinda had given me. And as I am recollecting these instructions, hit tap upashamani, all the tap, the misery that has come in my life, in my heart, upashamani, is being mitigated. Simply by remembrance of those instructions, the miseries are mitigated. What to speak of obeying and following those instructions. Thus, by obeying and following the instructions of the Supreme Lord, all the miseries in one's life are mitigated. The Mahabharata explains, dharmasya tattvam nihato guhayam. To follow dharma is very difficult. Why? Because it is guhya, confidential. Mahajana yena gathasa pantha. The fifth reason why one should obey by the orders of the Lord is that all the great souls in the past, purvair purvataram api, all the great Mahajans, all the great Acharyas have abided by the orders of the Lord and achieved success. Therefore, Mahajana yena gathasa pantha. Following in the footsteps of such great Mahajans, such great Acharyas, one should also abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in practically all of his purports where he quotes Krishna as the Supreme Lord, he says, the great Acharya Ramanuja, the great Acharya Sripad Madhvacharya, and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and what to speak of all of them, even Shankaracharya says that one should surrender to Krishna. Therefore, we should all surrender unto the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. So these are the five reasons why one should abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So we should follow Krishna, His orders, and the reasons why we should follow Krishna are also very clearly explained and elucidated. Now the question is that Krishna is not in front of me. Whom should I obey? If Krishna was there in front of Arjuna, it was very simple for him to obey the instructions. But Krishna is not there in front of me now. Whose instructions should be obeyed? The instructions of the representatives of Krishna should be obeyed. And who are the representatives of Krishna? Rishabhdev explains in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Guru, the spiritual master, Swajana, the relatives, Pita, the father, Janani, the mother, Daivam, the demigods, and sixth category is husband, the pati. All these six categories are considered to be the representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is the responsibility of each of these to see to it that they deliver their dependence from the repeated cycle of birth and death. Gurur na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, daivam na tatsyan, na patishcha tatsyan, namo chayed yah samupeta mrityum. Only he can call himself a guru. Only they can call themselves relatives. Only he can call himself a father. Only she can call herself a mother. Only he or she can call themselves a demigod. And only he can call himself to be a husband. When they take the responsibility of their dependent. To deliver the dependent from the cycle of birth and death. A guru should deliver a disciple from the cycle of birth and death. A mother and father should take the responsibility of delivering the son or the daughter from the repeated cycle of birth and death. Only then they can call themselves to be what they call themselves. So, we shall see different examples for guru, for swajana, for pita, for janani, for daivam and for pati. And in each of these examples, we will make three categories. First is, they who obeyed by the instructions. Second is, those who disobeyed these instructions. And third is, those who disobeyed the instructions for a higher cause. And therefore actually obeyed the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. So first category is that of Guru. So in Guru's category, we will see the example of a person who obeyed, the example of a person who disobeyed, and the example of a person who disobeyed for a higher cause. The first is a person who obeyed the instructions of his guru. So it is explained that when Narad Muni met Valmiki, Valmiki was a hunter. Narad Muni asked Valmiki, go and ask your family members if they would share all the reactions of his karma. All the family members denied. Valmiki came back and reported to Narad Muni that they are not willing to share the load of his karma. At that time, Narad Muni instructed Valmiki to give up all of his hunting business, to give up all of his stealing business, and chant the name of the Lord Rama. Valmiki, however, could not chant the name of Lord Rama. Narad Muni instructed Valmiki, alright, you cannot chant the name of Lord Ram, you chant the name Mara. Valmiki started obeying the instructions of Narad Muni. He who was so attached to do things whimsically, killing animals whimsically, now Valmiki was chanting Maram, Ram, Ram, Ram. And as he was chanting Rama, there was an anthill that grew on his body. And that's why the name Valmiki. After Valmiki chanted the names of the Lord, after he had completely purified his heart of all malice by the chanting of the names of the Lord, he was one day sitting on the banks of the river Tamasa. And as he was sitting on the banks of the river Tamasa, he saw two crowncha birds, they are called curlews in English, engaged in the act of mating. And as they were engaged in the act of mating, a hunter, a nishad, came and shot these crowncha birds. Valmiki, whose heart was completely pure, was overwhelmed by compassion. How could such a hunter, nishad, engage in such a cruel act? And Valmiki cursed the nishad. Ma nishad pratishthatvam agama shashvati sama yat krauncha mithunadekam avadhi kama mohitam. Because you have killed these craunchas who were engaged in the act of reproduction, avadhi kama mohitam, your lifespan will be extremely exhausted and reduced. You shall very soon die because of this act of killing the crowncha birds. And it is very surprising that such a great soul as Valmiki, whose heart was purified by chanting the holy name, by obeying the instructions of his Guru Maharaj, had now pronounced a curse upon this nishad. So he started contemplating, could this be a curse? And then he thought to himself, Padabadhoksharasaro tantri laya samanvita shokartasya pravrutto me shloko bhavati nanyata. He started thinking, my God, what has happened to me? I have composed this perfect verse. It is a verse with four lines and eight syllables in each line in the Anushtupa Chanda. This is the origin of the Anushtupa Chanda. A shloka with four lines and in each line there are eight syllables. So he says, Padabaddho, the curse which I offered to this Nishada is Padabaddho, very much bound in a certain meter. Tantri Laya Samanvita, it has a perfect meter. Shokartasyo Pravrittami, I had great shoka in my heart, but that shoka has been transformed to shloka, right? And the acharyas from the Shri Sampradaya explain that when the shoka in the heart is for the benefit of loka, that shoka for loka becomes shloka, right? So since Valmiki Muni's heart was filled with shoka for the benefit of the whole world, therefore it turned into shloka. Thus, before chanting the Ramayana, this verse is very popularly chanted. Kujantam Rama Rameti Madhuram Madhuraksharam Aruhya Kavita Shakham Vande Valmiki Kokilam Valmiker Munisimhasya Kavita Vanacharina Shrunvan Ramakatha Nadam Konayati Paramgatim. Beautiful verse which explains that the entire Valmiki Ramayana is Kavya, a beautiful poetry. Kujantam Rama Rameti Madhuram Madhuraksharam Aruya Kavita Shakham. If poetry is compared to a tree, then Valmiki is like a sweet cuckoo bird who is climbing the branches of this tree. And Madhuram Madhuraksharam, chanting the names of Lord Ram constantly like a beautiful sweet cuckoo bird. And in the second verse, the comparison is made that if the poetry is compared to a forest, then Valmiki Muni Simhasya, he is like a lion and is roaring loudly in this forest of poetry. And thus, anyone who hears this Shrinvan, anyone who hears this Ramanad, this Ramakatha, Konayati Paramgatim, why will he not achieve the ultimate destination of his life? Someone may argue, how can Valmiki be compared to a kokila and a lion? They are contradictory to each other. Can the quality of a cuckoo bird and the quality of a ferocious lion be embodied in one person? So the Sri Vaishnava Acharyas explain that Kavya has got three divisions. In any Kavya there are three different aspects. One is the Shabda, second is the Artha, and third is the Paramartha. Shabda means the actual words that compose the Kavya. Artha means the meaning that is hidden behind this Kavya. But Paramartha means the topmost imports, the inner meanings of each of these verses. So Valmiki, to all those who simply like to hear these words, Shabda, or to just understand the meaning of these words, Artha is like a kokila. Like a sweet kokula, Madhuram Madhuraksharam, he sings this Ramayana, pleases all those who want to hear this, and who want to have the external superficial meaning. But to those devotees who want the internal import, the internal meaning, the paramartha of Ramayana, he is like a munisimha. He roars like a lion and establishes the siddhanta that Ram is not an ordinary human being. Ram is the supreme personality of Godhead. And prapannata unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord will only benefit one in this world. So an ordinary hunter who was hunting birds like kokila and hunting birds like lion has now become Valmiki Kokilam, has now become Munisimha, the lion amongst all munis, that cuckoo bird who is chanting the names of the Supreme Lord, Kujantam Rama Rameti. How? Simply by obeying the instructions of the Supreme Lord. By obeying the instructions of the Supreme Lord that came through Narada Muni. From shoka, he turned everything into shloka. Shokartasya pravrittome shloko bhavatu nanyatha. That shoka, which was for the benefit of loka, became shloka bhavatu nanyatha. The person who disobeyed the instructions of Shri Guru, the example for this is Ekalavya. Ekalavya approached Acharya Dron to get knowledge of archery. Acharya Drona, understanding that Ekalavya was not qualified according to his guna and karma to get this knowledge, refused to give knowledge to Ekalavya. He understood, I may give him the knowledge of archery, but knowledge in the wrong hands can cause chaos and destruction in society. Therefore, Acharya Drona refused to give knowledge to Ekalavya. However, what did Ekalavya do? Ekalavya went 80 miles away from the ashram of Dronacharya and he made a statue of Acharya Drona. And from 80 miles away, Ekalavya could clearly see each and every single lesson that Acharya Drona was giving to the Pandavas. And then by seeing these lessons, he also became an expert archer. But he had disobeyed the orders of his guru. Therefore, not only did Acharya Drona take away the thumb of Ekalavya, someone may say Acharya Drona was biased, right? Because he was very much partially favorable towards his favorite disciple Arjuna. Someone may say that. But then, if Acharya Drona was biased, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna would not have killed Ekalavya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, personally killed Ekalavya outside the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So this was the result of disobeying the instructions of Guru. Disobeying Guru means displeasing Krishna. So since he disobeyed Dronacharya, he was killed by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And the third case is where someone disobeyed the instructions of Guru for the higher purpose of pleasing the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And the classic example is that of Maharaj Bali. Maharaj Bali was asked by Shukracharya not to give these three steps of land in charity to Vamanadev. And Shukadeva Goswami explains, Shri Shuka Yuvacha, Balir Eva Grihapati Kula Acharena Bhashita Tushnim Bhutva Kshanam Rajan Uvacha Avahito Gurum. What did Bali Maharaj do? Kula Acharena Bhashita. When he heard the Bhashan, the instructions of his Guru Shukracharya that he should not give in charity to the Lord, Vamanadev. Tushnim Bhutva Kshanam Rajan. For a moment, Bali Maharaj started thinking silently. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, it was his Guru's order. Where is the question of thinking for a moment? When the Guru gives an order, the disciple must immediately execute the order. Bali Maharaj was in a quandary. Shukracharya is telling me not to serve the Supreme Lord, and all the scriptures tell that one should serve the Supreme Lord. Should I now independently serve the Lord, independent of the Guru? So for a moment he was thinking, should I be independent in serving the Lord, or should I follow the orders of my Guru and not serve the Lord? Right. And immediately he thought for himself, better I should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. And therefore, he rejected the orders of his Guru to please the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And Prabhupada quotes in the purport, a shloka from Mahabharata. Guror avya avaliptasya karya karya ajanata utpatta pratipannasya parityago vidhiyate. A guru who does not know karya karya ajanata, does not know what is right and what is wrong, such a guru must be parityago vidhiyate, must be rejected, must be given up. The second case is that of swajana or relatives. Someone who obeyed the relatives and got perfection, someone who disobeyed the relatives, and third is someone who disobeyed the relatives for a higher purpose. First is the case of one who obeyed the instructions of his relatives. Maharaj Priyavrat had decided to stay a lifelong brahmachari, a renunciant, according to the orders of his Guru Maharaj Narada Muni. But his father Swayambhu Manu wanted him to be a grahastha, wanted him to take over the administrative affairs of the universe, of the kingdom. At that time, the master of this creation, Brahmaji, personally came on a swan carrier. Narada Muni was giving instructions to Priyavrat, instructions of renunciation, and Swayambhu Manu was asking Priyavrat to get married. Contradictory instructions. Guru was telling remain a brahmachari, father was telling become a grahastha. And the situation was so serious that Brahmaji had to personally come there and intervene and ask Maharaj Priyavrat to get married. Was Brahmaji an enemy to Maharaj Priyavrat? No. Brahmaji was simply asking Maharaj Priyavrat to get married according to the orders of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. A personality like Brahmaji would never give any whimsical instruction to Priyavrata. He was simply an order carrier of the Supreme Lord. And therefore he told Maharaj Priyavrat, Nibodhatata idam vratam bravimi, masuitam devam arhasi aprameyam, vayam bhavate, tata esha maharshibhir, vahama sarve, vivashayasya dishtam. My dear son, Priyavrat, all of us are supposed to be bound by the orders of the Supreme Lord. Vaham, myself, Bhavah, Lord Shiva, Tat, your father, Swayambhuva Manu, and Maharshibir, the great Rishi Narada. There were four Mahajans present here, right? Four Mahajans out of the 12 Mahajans were present in front of Priyavrat Maharaj, Narad Muni, Swayambhuva Manu, Brahmaji himself, and Lord Shiva, all four of them. And he said, my dear son, all of us, Vivasha, we are forced to obey the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Just like a blind man should follow the instructions of one who has eyesight. Just like a bull has to always follow the instructions of the driver of the bullock cart. Similarly, all of us are obliged to follow the instructions. My dear son, if we, the Mahajans, cannot disobey the instructions of the Lord, what to speak of you? And therefore you should get married, because that is the desire of the Lord. Right. And Maharaj Priyavrat, according to the instructions given by Brahmaji, got married. And Prabhupada writes there, by the mercy of a devotee, even if one is put in a precarious situation, his devotional service will not be disturbed. This is called Kripa Siddhi. By Kripa Siddhi, although Maharaj Priyavrat got married, his devotional service was not at all disturbed. One time Srila Prabhupada was giving initiations, and one person came to take initiation, and then Srila Prabhupada asked this devotee, what are the four regulative principles? He spoke the four regulative principles. Do you chant 16 rounds every day? He said, yes, I chant 16 rounds every day. Prabhupada said, so you should follow these instructions throughout your life. This devotee said, for me to follow these instructions is impossible. For me there is only one hope, Kripa Siddhi. I have read in the Nectar of Devotion, there is Sadhana Siddhi and Kripa Siddhi. Only by Kripa Siddhi I can be delivered, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, alright, here is your beads and your new name will be Guru Kripa Das. By the mercy of the spiritual master, by the mercy of Guru, you will be delivered. So, we find here Maharaj Priyavrat obeying the instructions of Brahma and ultimately perfecting his life. The second case of Swajano, Brahma is grandfather to Priyavrat. So Swajan means relative, grandfather of Priyavrat Maharaj. The second case is the case where someone disobeyed the orders of a relative. And the second example is a brother disobeying the orders of brother. We find Vibhishan constantly giving good counsel and good advice to Ravana. In the pages of Valmiki Ramayana, there are verses after verses where Vibhishan was asking Ravana to give up his attachment to Sita, to return Sita to the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra. But Ravana disobeyed the instructions given by his brother Vibhishana. He did not follow the orders given by Vibhishana, the appeals made by Vibhishana. And ultimately, Ravana invited upon himself the destructive doom brought about by the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra. The third example of someone who disobeyed the instructions of relatives for a higher purpose is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani would very often disobey the instructions of Jatila, Kutila, her husband Abhimanyu, in order to go and meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, to please the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So mother-in-law, sister-in-law, husband, all relatives were telling her not to go, stopping her, but for a higher purpose, for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani even disobeyed her mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. The third category is that of Janani or mother. who obeyed the instructions of the mother and achieved perfection in life. Dhruva Maharaj is the classic example of someone being instructed by the mother, following the orders of the mother, obeying the order of the mother, and achieving supreme perfection. Suniti had also given the same instruction, and Suruchi had also given the same instruction, but the purpose was different. Suniti said, you go and offer your worship to the Supreme Lord, and then you will be born from my womb, and then you can sit on the throne of your father. Worship of the Supreme Lord is for liberation from cycle of birth and death. But Suniti was saying, you worship the Lord and you will be bound in the cycle of birth and death. You will take birth from my womb again. And Suniti had told Dhruva, you go to the forest, worship the Supreme Lord, ananya bhave nija dharma bhavite. Without worshipping anyone else, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all your desires will be fulfilled. Obeying the instructions of Mother Suniti, Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest, met his spiritual master Narada Muni, got instructions from Narada Muni, and then he could follow the instructions of Narada Muni. Finally, he had an audience of the Supreme Lord face to face. Dhruva Maharaj became a great devotee of the Lord. And when he was on his way back to Godhead, he remembered his mother Suniti, who had given him the first instructions in devotional service to the Lord. So Dhruva Maharaj perfected his life by being obedient to Janani, mother. A person who was disobedient to his mother. The classic example of that is Duryodhana. Of course, this is the plan of the Lord. Mother Gandhari told Duryodhana that if you want to be invincible in combat, you just come in front of me naked. And if you come in front of me without any clothes on your body, I shall glance over your whole body and no one can ever defeat you. So in the middle of the night, as Duryodhan was going to the palace of Mother Gandhari, completely naked, Lord Krishna came there. And Lord Krishna said, this is how you will go in front of your mother? How can you go in front of your mother completely naked? Come on, at least cover the private parts of your body. And Duryodhana covered the private parts of his body and came in front of Mother Gandhari. And Mother Gandhari opened the blindfold and saw Duryodhan. So Duryodhan's thighs were now not protected. Each and every single part of his body was invincible in combat. But the lower region of Duryodhan's body, especially his thighs, Duryodhan could easily be defeated by a blow on his thighs. Of course, in this case, we understand that it was Krishna's plan. But this is an example for disobeying the orders of the mother. Duryodhan was asked to come naked and he did not come naked, instigated by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. The third example, disobeying the order for a higher cause, is the example of Bharat Maharaj. Mother Kaikeyi wanted Bharat to be the king of Ayodhya. Mother Kaikeyi had plotted things out in a way that Bharat could become the emperor of Ayodhya, could sit on the throne of Ayodhya. However, when Bharat Maharaj came back from his grandparents and saw that Lord Ram had been exiled for 14 years, and Kaikeyi was requesting, now you should be coronated as the emperor, Bharat Maharaj denied. He disobeyed the orders of his mother, went to the forest and brought the padukas, the slippers of Lord Ramachandra, and put them on the throne of Ayodhya. The fourth example, the fourth category is that of Pita. Those who obeyed the Pita, father, and achieved perfection in life. In the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Rishabhdev giving instructions to his 100 sons. And all of his 100 sons followed the instructions given by his father and became great Mahatmas. 9 of his sons became the Navayogendras, great Mahabhagavas, the devotees of the Lord. 81 of his sons became great Brahmanas, following all the Vedic rituals properly for the worship of the Supreme Lord. And 10 of his sons became Kshatriyas and ruled over the entire planet. This shows that one cannot be a Brahmana Kshatriya by birth qualification. They were all the sons of King Rishabhdev only. But 9 became Mahabhagavatas, 10 ruled over as Kshatriyas, and 81 became Brahmanas. So simply by obedience to the instructions of their father, the instructions of Bhagavad Dharma, they became great Mahabhagavatas. A person who disobeyed the instructions of the father. Maharaj Vain is a classic example for this. Maharaj Vain was such a cruel king. Right in his childhood, he would be hunting innocent deer, killing deer. And when he would be playing with his friends, he would just break the limbs of his friends. And his father, Maharaj Ang, tried to reprimand him, tried to instruct him, tried to correct him. But Maharaj Vain could not listen to any of this good advice. Maharaj Ang understood that it is Krishna's mercy that I have a bad son. And therefore, I can now be detached from family life and go and take to the Supreme Personality of Godhead's devotional service. Maharaj Ang retired from family life, and since there was no king, rogues and thieves flourished. At that time, all of the ministers decided that we shall put Vena as the emperor. Maharaj Vena was coronated. But Vena was such a ruthless king. He was just causing so much destruction in society, in his kingdom. At that time, all the brahmanas and the priests came and instructed him that he should not stop the sacrifices and worship of the Supreme Lord. It is meant for the ultimate benefit of your good self and of the selves of everyone in your kingdom. But Vena did not pay any heed. He said, all the sacrifices and worship is meant for me, because in the king all the demigods are personified. At that time, when the brahmanas saw that he is not following the instructions, they said, hanyatam hanyatam esha papa prakriti daruna jivan jagat asavashu kurute bhasmasadsah. If he is allowed to live any longer, he will burn the planet earth to ashes. Therefore, hanyatam hanyatam, kill him. And simply by their angry words, Vena was destroyed. Destroyed because disobeying his father in the childhood. Destroyed because disobeying the instructions of the brahmanas and the panditas. And the last example for this is a person who disobeyed the instructions for a higher cause. Brahmaji firstly created the four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. And what did he say? Tan babhashe swabhu putran prajan srijata putraka. Tan babhashe, he told his four sons who were born from his body, praja srijata putrakan, now increase the progeny of this universe, populate this universe. Tannaichan moksha dharmano vasudeva parayana. But they were not willing to comply by the orders of their father. They disobeyed the orders of their father. But how could they disobey the orders of their father? Because the four Kumaras were Vasudeva Parayana, the great devotees of Lord Vasudev. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, only if one is a great devotee of the Lord, only for devotional service to the Lord can one disobey one's guru, like Bali Maharaj disobeyed, or can one disobey one's relatives, right? Swajana, like Bharat Maharaj disobeyed. One can disobey one's father, like the four Kumaras disobeyed the instructions of their father Brahmaji. And Prabhupada quotes in the purport the verse, Devarshi Bhutapta Nirnam Pitranam Nakin Karo Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parivityakartam. Anyone who takes exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is not bound to follow the Devas, the Rishis, the Bhutas, the Aptas, the parents. But one has to take complete shelter of the Supreme Lord Srihari. The fifth category is that of Daivam or the demigods. Someone who obeyed the demigods and got ultimate prosperity. Dhruva Maharaj, when his brother Uttam was killed by the Yakshas, Dhruva Maharaj went towards the northern direction and started indiscriminately slaughtering the Yakshas. As he was slaughtering the Yakshas, Swayambhuva Manu came there. And Swayambhuva Manu gave instructions to Dhruva Maharaj. An entire chapter is there where Swayambhuva Manu is giving several different instructions to Dhruva Maharaj why not to kill the Yakshas. The final instruction that Swayambhuva Manu gave Dhruva Maharaj was, my dear Dhruva, if you are killing Yakshas, the lord of the Yakshas is Kuvera. Right. And Kuvera is the brother of Lord Shiva. You are neglecting the brother of Lord Shiva, Kuvera, and inviting upon yourself his wrath. If you want to be saved from the wrath of Kuvera, you must immediately stop killing these Yakshas indiscriminately. And Dhruva Maharaj, following the advice of Swayambhuva Manu, stopped killing the Yakshas. Kuvera was so pleased, Kuvera came in front of Dhruva Maharaj, and he said to Dhruva, Bho Bho Kshatriya Dayada Paritishtosmi Menagha Yatvam Pitamaha Adeshat Vairam Dustyaya Atyajah. Bho Bho, my dear Kshatriya Dayada, you have followed the instructions of your Pitamaha Yatvam Pitamaha Adeshat, and therefore Tushtoham. I am completely satisfied and I am willing to give you whatever benediction you want, my dear Dhruva Maharaj. Here is an example of a demigod being satisfied because Dhruva Maharaj had complied by the orders of his grandfather and had stopped killing the yakshas indiscriminately. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Ishtan devan hi yo bhogan, tair dattan apradhyaye bho yo bhungte stena evasah. Anyone who is taking all the different facilities given by the demigods and is utilizing for his own pleasure without offering it to the demigods is definitely a thief. Therefore, those who are not devotees of the Lord must comply with all the different sacrifices that are meant for the pleasure of the demigod. And the third category is of those who disobeyed the instructions of the demigods simply for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And the example of the Brajvasis is very graphic here, where they stopped the traditional Indra Puja, which was going on for hundreds and hundreds of years and generations. Why? Simply to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. And the Supreme Lord protected them from the wrath of Indra by lifting up the Govardhan Hill. The sixth category is that of Patim or husband. And someone who obeyed the husband and was very chaste to the husband and got so much power. The example is given that of Anasuya, the wife of Atrimuni. Anasuya was so obedient to the orders of her husband. Anasuya was so chaste to her husband that she got so much power that Lakshmi, Saraswati and Parvati, all of them sent their husbands to test Anasuya. And the husbands, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu, they came in front of Anasuya and they said, we are Brahmanas, you should give us something in charity, you should serve us. Anasuya said, definitely, whatever you ask me, I'll give you. The Brahmanas said that we can only accept service if you are unclothed. So you have to come and serve us unclothed. Anasuya said, that is not a problem. And Anasuya, simply by her glance, transformed all of these three Brahmanas, who were none other but Shiva, Vishnu and Mahesh, into young little siblings, young kids, right? And then they remained there as king, as small kids, receiving the service from Anasuya. And there Lakshmi, Saraswati and Parvati were in great anxiety, where our husbands have gone, right? Then later when they came to take their husbands away, Anasuya requested that all of these three personalities to take birth from their womb. And thus, she gave birth to Durvas Muni, and she also gave birth to Dattatreya, three great personalities. So by the simply obeying the orders of the husband, she got the power to transform these personalities to young kids. The second example is of a lady who disobeyed the instructions of the husband. And the classic example for this is the example of Sati. Sati wanted to go to attend the sacrifice of Daksha, although her husband Shiva had already been insulted once by Daksha. Shiva instructed Sati, why not to go in the assembly of Daksha? And finally, Lord Shiva said, Yadi vrijasya atimaya madvacho bhadram bhavatyo natato bhavishyati sambhavitasya svajanasya parabhavo yatana sadyo maranaya kalpate. My dear Sati, I have given you all good counsel. Yadi na vrijasya, but if you do not want to follow my instructions, then it is all right. But you should know, bhadram bhavatya natato bhavishyati, in future you will repent. Good fortune will not come upon you because you have disobeyed my instructions. Sambhavitasya svajanat parabhavo, you have always been honored and respected, and when you go there in the future, you will be disrespected by your relatives. Svajanat parabhavo, and what will happen? Maranaya kalpate, you will invite death upon yourself. Sati disobeyed the instructions of Shiva and went to the fire sacrifice, and finally what happened? She burnt herself to ashes because she was not welcome there. Her husband was not welcome there. And the last example for this category of wife disobeying the instruction of the husband for a higher cause is the Brahman Patnis. The Brahman Patnis were stopped by their husbands. Nishidhyamanah Patibhir Bhratribhir Bandubhir Sutai Bhagavati Uttamashloke Dirghashruta Dhritashaya. Because the Brahman Patnis had heard for a long time about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. When the cowherd boys came and said that there are Krishna and Balaram in the forest, you should take all of your offerings unto the Supreme Lord. They started running towards Lord Krishna like words coming from the mouth, never to return again. Like arrows coming from a bow, never to return again. Like rivers rushing towards the sea, never to return again. And then they were stopped by their husbands. Nishidhyamana Patibhir. They were stopped by their relatives, their brothers, their sons. But not caring for any of these, all of them rushed to the forest to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in love and devotion. So they neglected, disobeyed the orders for a higher cause. Right. Srila Prabhupada would very much encourage sometimes his disciples to touch the feet of their mother, like Srila Prabhupada encouraged Brahmananda Prabhu to touch the feet of the mother. Srila Prabhupada, once Bharadwaj Prabhu was speaking to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada wrote a letter, the mother of Bharadwaj Prabhu wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. He was going to get married. And the mother wrote a letter, please do not get him married, I can send you a medical certificate, he is completely insane. So he brought the letter to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada saw this letter and said, are you really insane? So Bharadwaj Prabhu said, no Prabhupada, I don't think I am insane, maybe she is insane. Right. So Srila Prabhupada did not like the statement. He was calling his mother who had given him birth as insane. Srila Prabhupada after some time started laughing and said, that's alright. But Bharadwaj Prabhu says, Srila Prabhupada did not like when I said that my mother was insane. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada very often encouraged us to follow and obey the orders even of our mother or father as far as is possible. Why? Because by following the orders of superiors, we get into the second nature of obeying the orders. And therefore, it becomes very much easy for us to follow the orders of the Supreme Lord or to follow the orders of the spiritual masters. Therefore, as far as is possible, so long as it does not compromise the principles of Krishna consciousness, there is no harm in following the orders of the superiors, because that will put us into a habit of always following the orders of Sri Guru. Srila Prabhupada always wanted that we should follow the orders of the Guru as the first place in our life. Therefore, one time Yogeshwar Prabhu was on a morning walk, and Yogeshwar Prabhu told Srila Prabhupada that, Srila Prabhupada, there are many devotees who ask me these questions. They ask us that Srila Prabhupada is always moving around the world and we do not get intimate association of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada asked, what do you reply back? And Yogeshwar Prabhu replied that, I say that your association is available through your books, Srila Prabhupada. If they simply read the books, your intimate association can be had by them. Srila Prabhupada said, first you ask them, are they chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra? Are they following the four regulative principles? Only if they obey these basic instructions, then there is a question of intimate relationship with the spiritual master. If they are not obeying these instructions, there is no question of any intimate relationships with the spiritual master. Nandakumar Prabhu recalls a wonderful story. Nandakumar Prabhu one time got few berries for Srila Prabhupada. And these berries were called boysen berries. A very peculiar kind of berries, named after name, man came named boysen. Srila Prabhupada said, these are very nice berries, sweet berries. What are they called? Boysen berries. Srila Prabhupada said, poison berries? Nandakumar Prabhu said, no, Prabhupada, boysen berries. And Srila Prabhupada started laughing like anything, saying, poison berries. Why are you giving me these poison berries? So Nandakumar Prabhu narrated this instance to a few devotees, how Srila Prabhupada was very light-hearted and joking, in a joking mood. After a few days in the kitchen, there were some boysen berries that were lying. And Nandakumar Prabhu came to take these boysen berries and offer to Srila Prabhupada. And one Mataji said, no, you cannot offer these berries to Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada says these are poison berries. So Nandakumar Prabhu came back to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, look what has happened. I just narrated this small joking incident and people are now taking that boysen berries are poison berries and therefore they should not be eaten. It has become a Veda Vakya. Srila Prabhupada said, they will say Prabhupada said this and they will say Prabhupada said that. But unless you read something in my books or you hear directly from me, take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
Srila Prabhupada was very concerned always that we obey his instructions according to what he wanted, not according to what we have devised. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said, unless you read it in my books or you directly hear from me, someone may say Prabhupada said this and Prabhupada said that, one should simply take it with a grain of salt. So in this way we find that the Prachetas, they obeyed the instructions of their father, and now Kandumani's and Pramalocha's daughter Marisha is going to be offered to them in marriage. And this episode comes in the 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. After their meditation was over, they came out and the whole planet was completely infested with trees. And they started burning the trees with great anger. Then Somadev came and requested them not to kill the trees. Again they obeyed Somadev. And later they married Marisha. And from the combination of the Prachetas and Marisha, once again Prajapati Daksha, who had got a goat head, was born as Daksha. So herein in this particular episode we understand the glory of obeying the orders and instructions of the superiors. So firstly we discussed today, why should we follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And then secondly we discussed how we should obey the instructions of Guru, Mata, Pita, demigods, relatives and husband. And we saw different examples for those who obeyed, disobeyed and those who disobeyed for a higher cause. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Srila Prabhupada ki Gaura Premanande.